Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the first to arrive.
Well, that's good.
I hope you had a happy day.
It has been a very busy day shopping. Visited a dear friend who just got out of a care center, which I was so glad to see her. Hadn't seen her since July. So it's been a good day, Hanok. Just really good. And you as well?
Yes. Just quiet.
Quiet's good sometimes, you know.
It is frequently good.
Has joined.
Good evening. Good evening. I hope you're well.
I think I said good evening right when you said something, so I'm not sure what you said.
I just said I hope you're well.
Yeah.
Okay, so we will begin our study. We're in the Sulam commentary on the Zohar in Parashat Vayera, section 20. We'll be starting with lesson 263. Welcome.
Has joined.
Thank you.
We'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud, Kutcha Barichu, Ishkin David, Hiluurkimu, Hiluu, Hiluurkimu. Leakta Lashem, Yudhe Bavhe, the Yehudah, Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael, Limun Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vahino Amadanai Lohino Elena Maseya, Denu Karene Elena Maseya, Denu Karenehu. Amar Lo Tahatse Kama, Diara Dilhon, Ita Ved, Le Alam, Ul Alme. Almaya hake name it avidu inun lealam ulalme Almaya vetahate Dina de kucha brifu Dina laka bel Dina inun Lahwa taivin nasha, the miskaina, the mechla mishtaya. O hake kucha brichu, la lon nashayu, le alma diate. The translation. He said to him, "Come and see." Just as their land was destroyed forever, so were they destroyed forever. Behold, the judgment of the Holy One, blessed be he, is judgment for judgment, namely a just retribution. Just as they did not receive the soul of the poor with food or with drink, so in the same way, the Holy One, blessed be he, does not give their soul back to them in the world that is coming. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear as written. This does not address the idea of multiple resurrections separated by 7,000 years, as discussed in my comments on Pasuk 262. The commentary by Bracha on verse 263 confirms that living in our duality world, justice is meant with measure for measure, ruling. It is referred to as just retribution. When Sodom, Amorah, Adma, and Zeboim failed to render towards the poor of food and drink with charity, the same condition was extended towards the souls of these people, of these cities, by not allowing them entrance into the world that is coming. Question. Is this fair justice or retribution taken too far? What insights are gained from this administration in the spiritual justice of Hashem? What about those who haven't learned nor acquired Torah instruction? Is this fair justice without the knowledge of knowing Hashem, of how Hashem instructs? Questions, comments, thoughts. Well, everybody's quiet today.
The times I made to be quiet, I can't always be. Because it just happens today that I mentioned, well, I say I mentioned it to someone today, but I've been thinking about it. Every time I read the verse about Edom, Razdom, you know, when the children of Israel were turned away from Esau's people.
From Edom.
Yes, and it's as if that judgment follows them all along, and I don't know, here I go, won't cause him to be mercy because have mercy because, you know, there's still Abraham's, from the family of Abraham and his family, and the Midrash that Esau's head was severed and ended up in being buried with Jacob. And that one day, and then when we look at also the Midrash, I guess you would say, about Edom became Christianity and the idea that Hashem loves everyone, it makes me wonder, does that have to be? That Hashem would grant mercy even to those who act like that.
Anand, if you have a barrel of apples and one of them is a bad apple, what happens to the rest of the apples?
It taints the others.
Can there be too much love in a child's life?
I think a person can be an enabler. I think that's what I'm going through now. Kind of on purpose, making my son have to fend for himself. because all these years we have been an enabler to him. So it's not easy for me as a mother, but by golly, Hashem is doing a good work.
In essence, what you're saying is there needs to be balance.
Not enough Gevurah, you're going to have a spoiled brat.
And this is really the issue. How do you find balance between Gevurah and Chesed? That's really the questions that both Racha asked and I asked in different ways.
I do think that Hashem draws everyone. You know, he's trying to make himself known. And I just like to think that he's going to make some kind of spark that's going to make that person wake up.
Do you think that Hashem has a need to be known?
Why would he not create a human being if he didn't have a need to be known? Or at least he wanted to share himself with his people, or with a group of people anyway, really with all creation, you know.
He created angels, correct?
Right.
And he shares with the angels?
Well, let me tell you what I felt yesterday. I don't know if this answers your question about the angels. But yesterday, the very doctor that saved my son's life, that did his heart surgery 2 years ago, is the one who took him in. And he said he didn't want to see him on the street. Okay. But his dogs, I thought he just had one, but it ends up he has two. His dogs had to be compatible with my son's dog. And you know the story, I would take my son in, but not the dog, too.
Right.
Well, at 6:30 yesterday, just about the time of the class, but we were on the phone again for the second time with an adjuster again, but my son had to leave to go to the doctor's house at 5 o'clock. He had an appointment. And if his dog was compatible to the doctor's dogs, then he could stay in the upstairs bedroom because the doctor's daughter no longer was there. And he was offering him the bedroom and bathroom until his mobile home comes in. I felt like the angels were saying, well, one day she's asking Hashem to give her the secret of how to speed up a hurricane so there won't be water damage to people who've already are homeless. And then another time she's praying for a nephew and asking for others to join in because he's already had COVID and was under a respirator and then came back sick again and had to go back. And he volunteered to work in the COVID floor with those that were dying. And then here I am praying for dogs to be compatible. Felt like all the angels were watching what was going to happen yesterday when the dogs met. Well, would you like to know what happened?
Of course.
The dogs were compatible. I didn't know whether to laugh or to cry, but that was the most vivid picture in my mind with the angels. So, yes, they're close to Hashem. Yes, they don't understand why Hashem gave us the Torah. But I think when Moses was asked, he said, well, it didn't apply to the angels. And And I mean, we know we were created a little bit higher than the angels too, in certain respects. So I think each group, whether it's angels, whether it's humans, whether it's children of Israel, whether it's not children of Israel, I think every one of them, Hashem's heart cries out to them. And somewhere along the line in their life, he tries to make himself known. So I don't, is that an answer to your question? I don't know.
It's definitely an answer to my question. Essentially, you think, I'll even say, you know, in your frame of reference, you know that Hashem wants to be known. He has a desire to be known or a need to be known.
Right.
But what that really is saying is that Hashem has lack. Because if we didn't exist, he would feel a lack. That's not my understanding of what Judaism teaches. But It is definitely what Chabad teaches. So there are groups within Judaism who do teach that.
Well, they have their truth. I have mine. And until he shows me different, I'm going to keep on.
I understand that. And that's why why he gave us free will, so that we could reveal different aspects of life. And that's what we are doing. That's where the issue is. The question is, it's essentially about how do you achieve balance? And if you're always looking at total love, it's not up to me to question what's the best thing for my son and his dog. It's what he wanted. It's what you wanted. So you prayed for it. Is there anything wrong with that? No, there isn't anything wrong with that. As long as you're aware of what your motivations are.
Well, actually, I put it in Hashem's hand. I didn't know what was going to happen. And I certainly didn't expect that it would even be the doctor music, and the doctor goes into the music store often, and, you know, so he extended a hand to him. I didn't know how it was going to end. And I didn't even know if to leave my comfort zone meant I had to have the dog in my house. So it was a struggle on what to do. And I just said, I can't do it. I can't make the decision. And so Hashem, you're going to have to do it. That's what happened. And I would have never dreamed that that's how it would have come out to be.
I have a student who had a brother that was gay. And my student didn't know how to cope with that situation. And his brother developed an illness, a fatal illness, it turned out. And he didn't know how to pray, what to pray for. Should he pray for his brother to heal? Or something else. So he arrived at a solution, and it's similar to the solution that you arrived at. He prayed that Hashem do for his brother what was the best for his brother, because he couldn't determine in his mind what was best. because of the conflicts that he was feeling. I learned a lot from that. You've learned a lot in the way you approach this as well.
I realized over the years we had been enablers to him, and that was why he was in the fix that he was in.
I have a comment.
So by taking a step back and knowing that
Yes. Malcolm wanted to say something.
Okay.
Go ahead, Malcolm. Malcolm, are you there? Do you get disconnected?
I didn't hear. Oh, wait, I heard something.
Go ahead, Malcolm.
This popped up in my mind as we were talking about balance between Hesed, Zohar, and Tiferet, and how we find balance. And the grammar thought just popped in my mind. You know, we have a word, grammar, that could be a noun, an adjective, or a pronoun, or, you know, so forth and so on. So love can have many different descriptions. And Hannah was talking about being a neighbor. Well, that's love. It may be on the Gevorah side, and there's love to teach them how to live on their own and to have responsibility for themselves. That's love. So you have you develop this balance, and I think just the description of love can mean many different things. And if that's going against your comfort zone or getting out of your comfort zone or staying in your comfort zone, it's hard. And I raise children with the balance. You know, I love them very much, but I didn't make them dependent on me, even at an early age, you know, being children. I made them be responsible for their own doings. And sometimes they do get in trouble and they need some little help, you know, financially. And even with that, I say, okay, I can help you, but you'll have to repay the funds, because next time you ask, the funds won't be there if you don't repay your funds, you know, back to they know. I kind of have strict judgment, but I also have justice, and I also have mercy. So a word can mean many, many things. And that's kind of my thought pattern on how to approach things. And Hashem gave us this opportunity, this great opportunity to raise children in balance. By keeping that in mind, you're doing them justice by not being an enabler, and it's okay to say no to your children, or to anyone for that matter, you know, for their own good. And you can see that it is for their good for sometimes you don't, because Hashem has a hand in everything. But he gave us intuition as well.
Marco, what you said is excellent. And it brought to mind for me, it reminds me something that I frequently have difficulty remembering. Is the flood destructive? It destroyed the world. We would always think it's destructive. But the name that is used in the story of the flood is Hashem, not Elohim.
Mm-hmm.
Elohim created the world. Chapter 1 of Genesis is the name of Elohim. Hashem is not in that chapter. But the flood is based on Hashem. The flood was love. Hashem is the name associated with love. How can we reconcile that understanding? When you're able to reconcile that understanding, that's what brings balance. We can't evaluate whether Hannah truly enabled her son or not, but she came to that understanding. And that was a form of love, recognizing that she felt right. that she had enabled her son. The question is, how do you implement that balance? So I said to Hannah just now that what she did was right, and not necessarily right, but that was what she felt was right. The question that I am asking myself, and it's not a reflection on Hannah, but it's a question of understanding, what is balance when you feel that you have enabled, that you've caused your children to follow a path that leads to a negative effect? What is the balance? As a 5-year-old, you have the authority, you have the power to control that 5-year-old. As a 25-year-old, you don't. As a 40-year-old, you don't. At what point do you balance the relationship? At what point do you bring all of these things together and back into balance? It's a difficult question. It's not a simple question. And this verse is not a simple verse that we are talking about. But the question that we're asking is important to ask, even if we don't get an answer right now.
Well, I feel
and if
like...
if you have an answer, that's fine. I don't mean to cut you off, Malcolm. Go ahead.
I feel like if we really look at the whole picture, the children are doing injustice to their parents by saying, I don't want to take care of myself. I want you to do so. So that's kind of like an injustice to the parents, because they set you on a path. It's time for you to go walk that path, whatever way you choose. So, you know, and I'll explain that to my children as well. I set you on a path, but you chose the path. So you wanting me to keep taking care of you, and you're doing me injustice by doing so. Don't mind feeding you if you're hungry. Don't mind giving you finances if you're sick. You know, but I'm not going to pay for your everyday needs, you know. So that's kind of I feel like it's an injustice to a parent by having an adult child expect the parent to take care of his or her spouse when they're of age to do so.
Well, my story is a little bit different. So by using the word enabler, I mean, that's the way I saw it. Because I woke up on Yom Kippur morning we didn't know that he had a big credit card bill. And so to get another mobile home, they weren't going to give him a loan. So he wasn't going to be able to get one until that credit card was paid. But he didn't tell us. I found out in another way. And so he wasn't asking us for the money. But when I woke up on Yom Kippur, the message I got was to help him with that. Okay. And I told Tony about it. And we set our limits. We said, okay, we're going to have to do this to help you. But this is what you have to do. And the idea was we would help him. And it was going to be a strain for us, but we would do it. And but that he was going to have to, when the weather got cooler, he was going to have to be the one to paint the gutter that needed painting, and he was going to have to be the one to help build the gates if we didn't have enough insurance money to cover putting our fence and gates back up. But we would say we'd wait until the weather got cooler. But he could not bring the dog. He could come here and stay where he wouldn't have had, you know, any expenses except but the dog could not come. And he chose that he would not, you know, that he couldn't stay here because the dog, he was going to keep the dog. And I don't know how he met the doctor again, because the story he tells of how that doctor saved his life and what he had done. But he's been coming every day. He's been paying off his bills. Hashem is being merciful to him, because I think this is another wake-up call for him. And you have to realize all our children were already gone from home when we converted. So they didn't have the Jewish background. And seeing step by step what he's doing, it's really acting responsible. And I have to say, when I called him, what we were doing was enabling him. I didn't mean he had been doing it all, you know, all these years. It was just I was seeing myself as an enabler. But at the same time, I had to wrestle whether or not taking the dog in was me having to leave my comfort zone.
I'm going to have to. We're out of time, and I apologize.
Okay.
But I think we cover this subject pretty extensively. So
yeah.
You have a good evening. Our 7 o'clock class, it's a West Coast time. That class will be questions and answers. So if you want to raise these subjects again, feel free to join us or any other subject. You all have a beautiful evening.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.